Hello and welcome to this Wednesday edition of Destined for Victory with Pastor Paul Shepherd, Senior Pastor of Destiny Christian Fellowship in Fremont, California. Coming your way next, Pastor Paul has a great message about the freedom you have in Christ. But first, he wants to share an encouraging word with you.
Yes, Wayne, I believe with my whole heart that Destined for Victory is a God thing. In 2011, I did not have a radio ministry, didn't have a media ministry, and I wasn't sure I would ever have one. But the Lord showed me in no uncertain terms that He wasn't done using my ministry to reach the world. Now we're reaching people on more than 400 radio stations. We're reaching people on the internet. We now have YouTube presence. And I believe God's going to help us use every form of media to share the life-changing message of Jesus Christ with the world.
You know, I love radio, and it's amazing how God puts people in front of the radio at just the right moment to hear the word that they need to hear in their life at that time.
He certainly does. I've heard from people who said, literally, I heard from someone who said, I was taking my children to school and I was going to come home and kill myself.
Oh, no.
And when I got home, I turned on the radio and you were saying, don't give up. Mm. Whatever you do, don't give up. And the Lord used that particular broadcast to change this person's life. And they wrote in to testify, I'm alive because of Destined for Victory. That's the kind of thing God does. And I'm so excited about us using these forms of preaching the gospel so that others' lives are changed as well.
Such a great testimony, Pastor. You know, stories like the one Pastor Paul just shared remind me that your gifts to Destined for Victory have the power to change lives and, in some cases, save them. Whether you're a current donor or someone who has given to Destined for Victory in the past, we want you to know that your donations are having an impact that echo in eternity. As our way of saying thanks for your generous gift today, we'll be happy to send you a copy of Pastor Paul's booklet, 7 Pounds of Grace. One of the gifts Jesus came to give you is the gift of pardon. When you accept Christ as your Savior, you have all of your sins, past, present, and future, wiped out. In 7 Pounds of Grace, Pastor Paul shares the good news that in Christ there is no guilt, no condemnation. The moment you are saved, it is just as if you never sinned. Again, that's 7 Pounds of Grace, our gift to you by request for your generous gift to Destined for Victory. Call 855-339-5500 to make your pledge over the phone. Or mail your gift to Destined for Victory, Post Office Box 1767, Fremont, California, 94538. You can also make a safe and secure donation from our website, pastorpaul.net.
The power to take care of it. If he had the power to raise Jesus from the dead, surely what binds you is not going to be a problem with God.
Nothing can separate you from the love or the saving grace of God, not even your own mistakes. Welcome to Destined for Victory. The Bible tells us that God's will is for all people to be saved. That means it doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter if you've run from God your entire life. It's never too late to be embraced by the loving arms of a merciful God. He loves you and cares for you even when you don't feel you deserve it. To help you tap into this truth, Pastor Paul Shepherd has a special message for you today about the true meaning of Easter. So stay with us now or visit pastorpaul.net to hear any recent message on demand. That's pastorpaul.net. Now, let's join Pastor Paul for today's message. Easter means freedom.
What Jesus said in Matthew chapter 11. It begins at verse 28, where he said, come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened. What's he talking about? He's talking about people living under the tyranny of bondage. Come to me if you are tired of living the way you've been living. If you are tired of things dictating to your life that you know are not God's highest purpose for you, that you know are not even in your best interest, certainly not in the best interest of other people around you. Jesus said, what's the solution? Come to me. Come to me. It begins with a relationship with him. He said, if you're weary, if you're burdened, come to me. And he makes this promise, and I will give you rest. Then he says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For my yoke is easy. My burden is light. What's he talking about? He's using a word picture. He's talking about oxen that were paired together in a yoke, and that yoke bound them to whatever they were pulling, whatever cart, whatever heavy load they were pulling. And so they were forced to walk and use their brute strength to pull a heavy load. And two oxen bound together with a yoke around their necks. They couldn't go where they wanted to go. They couldn't just graze anywhere they wanted to graze. They couldn't just live on their terms. They were bound by a yoke. So Jesus uses that picture, which all of his listeners were familiar with. And he says, you're carrying the wrong yoke. You're carrying the burden of sin. And that is not what God created you for. He said, come to me. I got another yoke for you. I got another purpose for you. I have things for you to do. When you come to Jesus, he's not trying to give you an eternal vacation. He's trying to put your life on the course of divine purpose. But what he says is, what you'll find is, my yoke you can handle. When Jesus puts his will on you, you say, oh yeah, I can do this. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened. I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me. For I'm meek and lowly in heart. And he says, you will find rest unto your souls. My friend, if you are living under the tyranny of bondage, Easter means you can be free from that. And you can receive the yoke of God's divine purpose. The second E in the word Easter stands for this: freedom from eternal damnation. Freedom from eternal damnation. Here's where the gospel gets politically incorrect. When the gospel talks about eternal damnation, that's when all the politically correct folks say, now see, we don't even have to go there. There's no point in talking about it. Yes, there's a point in talking about it. Jesus vouched for the reality that those who reject him, those who reject Christ, those who refuse to accept his yoke and continue to live out sin, the wages of sin is spiritual death, and the wages of sin are also eternal damnation. Jesus vouched for that. I know it happens to be politically incorrect, but I don't care. I gotta tell you the truth. And the truth is, Jesus made it plain as he taught. He came that people might have freedom from that fate of eternal damnation. People say, well, now, what is hell? What exactly is hell? I mean, when the Bible talks about fire, is it literal fire? Since our bodies are not going to be the same as these temporal earthly bodies, everybody knows that in the afterlife, you got to have a different type of body. So now, what is it talking about? He didn't go into all the detail to explain what the fire is like, how it impacts you. Here's all you need to know. You don't want to be on the investigation committee. I don't know about you, I'm not trying to be on that committee. I'm so glad for the good news that Easter means I don't have to worry about eternal damnation, for there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Furthermore, for all of you who say, I don't believe that a loving God would send people to hell, my response is, neither do I. You say, what in the world? You just finished talking about hell. Now why you say God doesn't send people to hell? To answer that question, I have a story I got from a friend of mine about a teacher he had. How many of you have heard me talk about Mrs. Gadlock before? Not enough. I got to tell it again. A friend of mine, he's 11 years my senior, went to the same high school in Philadelphia I went to, Germantown High. I graduated from there in 75. He went there in the early 60s and graduated, I guess, in 64 or so. And he told the story once. He's a preacher as well. And he told the story once, and I was taping him in that service, and I listened to it over and over again. I couldn't tell you where that tape is, but it burned into my consciousness because it made such a clear point about this business of God sending people to hell. He said when he went to Germantown High, he went there the first day of school in fear and trembling, because he and all of his friends, as they went to pick up their rosters to see what classes they had and what teachers they had all been told ahead of time, you don't want to see the name Gadlock on your roster. And he said, so I went and picked up my roster, and sure enough, there was the name Gadlock. And a couple of my friends also had it, and we were like, oh man. Said because they had heard about her. This is a woman. And so first day of school, bell rang, everybody scurries to their classes. And she was out, he said, doing hall monitoring. You know, old school, teachers would go out and monitor the hall. Y'all remember that? They need guns now, but back then just monitor the hall. And after the second bell, everybody was supposed to be in the room, he said. And so we're all in there. And after the second bell, this woman comes in, shuts the door behind her. And he said, I came face to face with Mrs. Gadlock. He said, this sister stood over 6 feet tall, weighed 200 plus pounds. He said, and we had heard about how bad a sister she was. And sure enough, as she began to talk to them, he said, she said, this is such and such a course, and look on, check your roster, make sure you're supposed to be here. And he said, then she said, now you've probably heard a lot of things about me. He said, and the various heads were affirming, yes. We've heard a lot about you. He said, she said, you probably heard that I don't take foolishness off of anybody. She said, I want to let you know that part of my reputation is accurate. If you start it, I promise you I'm going to finish it.
Stay with us. The rest of today's Destined for Victory message is straight ahead. You know, the last thing Jesus told his disciples was to go and preach the gospel to all nations. That's our mission here at Destined for Victory, to share the good news of Jesus Christ with as many people as we can. You can help. To make a safe and secure donation online, or to shop our online store for a host of great resources, please visit PastorPaul.net. That's PastorPaul.net. Or download our free mobile app by searching Destined for Victory in your app store. Now, here's Pastor Paul with the rest of today's Destined for Victory message, Easter Means Freedom.
He said, not only had we heard that she didn't take stuff off of kids, but we had heard that a couple of guys who thought they were cool and thought they were hard on the streets. Back in the early 60s, one of the ways in my hood that you proved you were hard, you had a rag hanging out of your back pocket. And a couple of those rag hanging out brothers had come into her class trying to be bad, and he said the reputation was that she had decked them. Now you gotta remember, this is the early 60s. Corporal punishment was allowed. Early 60s, I'm talking about, I know this is ancient history to you young folk, but believe me, trust me when I tell you, in America, in public schools, corporal punishment was allowed. The teacher could get you. Or the teacher could call down to the office, they call your mama. She could come up to the school. Oh, I had friends that had it happen. Your mama could come up to the school, yank you out of a class in front of all your friends. They would see her when she was looking through the window to make sure this was the right class, and your friends will say, your mama outside. And you knew then you had cut up too much. But it's too late. She's up there. She come in there, snatch you out of the class. I've seen friends grab by anything mama could grab. She really didn't care. She dragged them out, and you'd hear somebody getting a spanking in the hallway of the school. Oh, I know y'all clutching your hearts. New generation, oh, the thought. For us, that was just growing up. That's all that was. He said, and so her reputation was that she had decked a couple of brothers who had tried to get bad with her. He said, I never found out whether that was true or an exaggeration, but she did vouch for the fact that if you started, she would finish it. Then she went on to say, you've probably also heard that I have flunked more people than you can name. She said, I want to let you know that that part of my reputation is not true at all. He said, and we sat there in disbelief because we knew folk who had flunked out of her class. And while we're sitting there with this mystery in our heads, she cleared it up for us. She went on to say, now if you flunk, you will have flunked yourself. She said, I am a very good teacher. She said, I will work hard to make the course material plain to you. Not only will I work hard, but I will make myself available at certain times where if after class or during recess or during lunch, you need some additional help, some additional tutoring. She said, I make myself available for that, and I can find out where your struggle is and address your issues. She said, so if you flunk, don't you blame it on me. Because I will have done everything possible to ensure that you pass. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that that is the accurate response to those who charge God with being unloving because there is the reality of eternal damnation. God, through Christ, said, I have done everything possible to keep you in right standing with me. You can trade in your sin for my righteousness, your guilt for my justification, your death for my life. And if you reject me, don't blame it on me. Easter means freedom from eternal damnation. I'm a preacher of good news. You say, hell's not a good news. No, no, I preach you don't have to go. That's the good news. You don't have to go. Freedom from eternal damnation. One more point, I'll let you go. The R in the word Easter means freedom from reservations about the future. These are uncertain days, aren't they? These are troubling times. Whether you're talking about the economy, folks looking at their portfolios saying, oh, Lord. Whether you're talking about upheaval in mortgages and homes, and whether you're talking about wars and rumors of wars, whether you're talking about high crime or whatever the issue, these are troubling times. But somebody wrote a song decades ago that said, in times like these, you need a savior. I'm here to tell you that Jesus came to give you freedom from reservations about your future. Jesus came to say, you don't have to worry because, yes, the world is coming apart. It was going to come apart when sin entered it. The Bible is clear. Romans 8, Paul makes it clear that creation itself is groaning under the strain of sin. It is waiting for the day of redemption. Everything went wrong when sin came into the world. And we can't blame it on anything other than sin. when people look at these disasters and look at crises all over, they say, why does God allow it? It is the result of us living in a sinful world among sinful people. The curse of sin is all around us, but you can live under the blessed hope that I don't have to worry about my future because I know who holds the future. See, I don't have to predict the future. And I can know, according to the pages of Scripture, that in many circumstantially, in many ways, the world is going to get worse and worse before Christ comes. So I'm not really surprised when I see the world getting worse and worse. It's just a fulfillment of the Word of God. But here's the wonderful thing. The Bible says to us that we that dwell in the secret place of the Most High can abide under the shadow of the Almighty. God is our refuge and He is our strength. He is a present help when we are in trouble. And so while you might not know what the future holds, Easter means you can know who holds the future. You can have a personal relationship with Him. And let me tell you, I'm not just talking about the future circumstantially. I'm talking about the future of your eternal soul. Because the Bible is clear that one day, Jesus is coming back to judge the quick and the dead. That means those that are alive and those that have already fallen asleep in the grave. One day there is a judgment coming. The Bible says it is appointed once for everyone to die, and after death, the judgment. You're going to check out of here, or you're going to be alive to see Jesus return. Either way, all of us are headed to judgment with no exceptions. And the only thing that will matter at that part of your future is what you did with the message of the risen Christ. Did you put your trust in Him? Because if you put your trust in Him, you don't have to fear death. You don't have to want to go right now. But it's good to know if you go. I'm saved. My life is hidden with Christ in God. Whether I live or die, Paul said, I am the Lord's. I got it made either way I go. If God blesses me to live, I can fulfill His purpose here on earth. Do the things that you have on your heart you want to do. If God blesses you with years, you can get them done. But if you go early, or what you would call early, and you know you don't have to be old to die. Look around you. They're dying at every age. You don't even have to be sick to die. You said, see, yeah, I don't have to worry about death because I jog. And I eat healthy. You can die jogging to the health food store. Oh, I'm not telling you what I think. I'm telling you what happens. Now, it's nice you taking care of yourself, hooking yourself up, treating your body right. Congratulations, that's good. But don't think that you don't have to be ready to go at any time. It pays to be ready. Every day you wake up, it pays to be ready. In fact, you're not ready to live until you're ready to die. You got to be in a place where you say, if the Lord catches me right now, I don't have to pray any prayers. I don't have to go beg pardon. I don't have to get things straight. I'm living, the old folks said, I'm living with my bags packed. And anytime the Lord is ready to get me, I'll be here. Ready to go to be with Him. Easter means freedom.
Thanks so much for being with us today for Pastor Paul Shepherd's message, Easter Means Freedom. Look for us online at pastorpaul.net, where you can listen to any recent message on demand and where you'll find a host of products and services in our online store, including this month's special offer, 7 pounds of grace.
The single most important day was the day Christ rose. Because let's be honest about it. If Christ did not rise, then even Jesus' birth and Jesus' death would be insignificant.
That's tomorrow in Pastor Paul Shepherd's message, Good News from the Graveyard. Until then, remember, He who began a good work in you will bring it to completion. In Christ, you are destined for victory.